this evening, in the few minutes that we have together before we look at the business of our church, I want to conclude our thoughts that we started last week. We're in the midst of a series of messages that we've entitled The Church in Focus. And last week we began a consideration of this thought, making the most of our ministry. And so last week we took the time to understand the various ministries that God has given to us here. We took the time to define each and every one, their purpose and their reason that we have them and why we operate each of those ministries. Again, within the midst of this series, we are seeking to understand God's plans and God's purposes for our church and our ministry at this time. Folks, I believe that God has a plan, and I believe that God has a purpose for First Baptist Church today. And I think He will reveal that to us as we come to the Word of God, as we seek the leading of the Spirit of God. And I believe He'll clearly direct us in all of these things. So we are going to take the time tonight to conclude our thoughts on making the most of our ministries. And as we do that tonight, what I want to talk to you about is our ministry's priorities. As we seek to understand how to make the most of our ministries, we have to understand what the priorities are in each of our ministries. We need to understand what they must be and what we will strive to keep them to be in the days ahead. God, through our church, through our various ministries, has a plan and He has a purpose for us. He has called us out of this world and called us together at a specific time for a specific purpose. Before we, though, consider these things together, let's bow and ask the Lord's blessing on our time together this evening. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank You tonight for the time that we have to be together. We thank You for this time to be able to come and study together the Word of God and these things regards to our church and to our ministries. We thank You, Father, for how You will bless in days ahead as we seek to put the right priorities within our ministry for the honor and glory of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, I pray tonight that You would teach us, that You would help us in these times and these moments that we have together. And we'll thank You, Lord, and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. If we're going to understand the plan and purpose that God has for us, then we must also be willing to determine the priorities that we must keep and focus on as a church and as a ministry. We understand what God's purpose or what the purpose of our ministries are. We've taken the time to define them. And what's the purpose of Sunday school? What's the purpose of master's ministries? What's the purpose of youth group? And what's the purpose of our Christian academy? Why do we have all of those things? What's the reasons behind it? Well, if we understand the purposes, we also have to recognize that each of those ministries and our ministry as a whole has to function and operate by certain priorities. Now, some might look at it and say, well, this ought to be the priorities within the church. But I think the Bible lays out for us what those priorities ought to be. And then we ought to carry them out for the honor and glory of the Lord. Tonight I want to mention to you several key priorities that ought to be central to each of the ministries that we defined last week. And I trust that you'll understand that these already exist, and we're going to do our best to make sure they continue to exist within our church. The first priority that I want you to see with me tonight should be no surprise to you, and that is the priority of the Scripture. When we consider the ministries of our church, whether that be Sunday school, whether that be the Christian school, whether that be our youth program, whether that be our ladies' ministries or our men's ministries, whether that be the nursery ministry, no matter which ministry we have or we develop in days ahead, the priority of that ministry must center on the Scripture. It must be centered on the Word of God. And I believe it's imperative that as we begin to consider our priorities, that we be reminded that we must do all things according to the Word of God. The Scripture is the priority. The Word of God is what directs us in all that we do. We must keep the Word of God central in our ministries. You can open your Bible tonight to 2 Timothy chapter 3. These verses are very familiar to you, but let's look at them again tonight because I think they're important to be reminded of. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." God has given to us His inspired Word, and His Word alone is what is profitable for the church. What's going to make Sunday school profitable for you? It's the study of God's Word. What's going to make master clubs profitable for our children? The games that they play, the crafts that they create, the friendships that they build? No, it's the Word of God that has taught them and instructed them. Last week I had the opportunity to go down and sit during the teaching time at master's clubs. What a blessing it is to see our children being taught the truth of God's Word on a level they can comprehend. What's the whole reason we have junior church? That we can teach them the Word of God on a level they can know. What is the benefit to the Christian school? Is it merely that they just get an education? No. It's that they get an education that is founded and centered on the Word of God, not humanistic philosophies of men. When we teach the truth of science, we teach it from the Bible's point of view. And the Bible is the center of all that we do. The same in history, the same, believe it or not, in Bible class. The focus is not on the thoughts of men. The focus is on the teaching of the Word of God. That's what's profitable. The same in youth ministry. Our ladies' ministry. What's the purpose for a ladies' retreat? Men are going, "We have no idea." But you know what the purpose is, men and ladies? It's for ladies to have a time not only to fellowship, but to have a time centered on the Word of God. That's what makes it profitable. It's not the time in the hotel room. It's not the meals. It's the time where God's Word is taught. In a 24-hour period of time, our ladies are going to go through 5 different sessions where they will be taught and instructed the Word of God for them. I think that's profitable. I think that's valuable. And in all that we do, we ought to put the priority on the Scripture. Yet in our churches today, there are many who are leaving behind the Word of God. Many who would instead rather follow the religion or thoughts of men. Doctrine is no longer a necessity. Truth is no longer relevant. Man is allowed to do that which is right in his own eyes. When I consider that statement in the book of Judges, chapter 17 and verse 6, that the time of Israel was that there was no king and that every man did that which is right in his own eyes, I believe that is by far one of the most terrible statements said of Israel's history. And I'll be honest with you, we have many in churches today that want to go right back to that time. Truth is irrelevant. Do what is best in your own eyes. Too often, even in Bible preaching churches today, our decisions are not based upon the Word of God. They are based upon tradition and opinion. Men no longer seek the mind of God through the study of His Word. We no longer develop biblical philosophies of ministry. Instead, we would rather simply seek out the newest and greatest author. We would rather Google a topic on the internet and find the first article and think that that is what is acceptable because that seems to be a reputable site. I can't tell you how many times what I receive sometimes as you're talking with pastors and as I seek some counsel from time to time and I ask, and some guys will simply come back and say, "Well, check out this blog." Well, I'm really glad that there's a blog out there, maybe on this topic or that or the other. But really what I was hoping for is someone to say, "As I consider the Scripture, this is what I believe." Because I really don't care about someone else's opinion, especially if the blog doesn't take me to the Word of God. But many today would rather simply look to the thoughts and the opinions of men. Folks, as we look to the various ministries of our church, I trust that you understand that we are putting biblical thought into each of our ministries. There's a biblical philosophy behind what we are doing and why we are doing what we do. The Bible is and must always be central to all that takes place. It must be our high priority. Can I say this to you very openly tonight? No pastor, no staff member should be hired or retained at First Baptist Church that doesn't hold to the high priority of the Scripture. No deacon should be elected or should remain in his post if he does not hold to the high priority of the Word of God. There ought not to be a single leader of a ministry within our church, whether that be master clubs or a youth group or the ladies' meetings or men's ministries, whatever it might be. No one should be in a position of authority who doesn't believe that the Word of God is our highest priority. Ministry ought to be based on the truth of the Word of God. And by the way, that ought to be true of every member that sits within the pew. What you should desire and long for is the place where God's Word is upheld. Our ministries must be based on the Bible, and they must be centered on the Word of God. There's a second priority, though, that I think must exist within the church, and I'll find it this way: the priority of God's splendor. The priority of God's splendor. There should be a high priority on the Word of God, and there ought to be a high priority on the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31 simply states, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." You study throughout your New Testament, and you're going to find that we are challenged over and over again to live to the honor and the praise and glory of the Lord. In fact, if you would turn to the book of Ephesians in chapter 1, you're going to find that mentioned three times alone in the first chapter, that we are to live to the praise, the honor, and the glory of the Lord. We are to live that glory would be brought to His name. We are to live and minister for the glory of God, that we would exalt His name. Folks, it doesn't matter what ministry we are conducting, it ought to be conducted that God receive the glory. It ought to be conducted that God's name would be exalted. Sunday school ought to be exalting the name of our God. It ought to be raising the opinion of God in the eyes of those who are in those classes. These services, Sunday morning and Sunday night, ought to be not that we could see the people that are singing in the choir, not that we could see the soloist, not that we would see the pastor, but that we would see the Lord Jesus Christ and His name be exalted. And those who serve within the church ought to have that goal in mind. I serve for the glory of God. I serve for the pleasure of God. I serve with Him in mind. I was actually reading a book this evening while the choir was going through their practice, and the individual was pointing out a thought, and I thought it was an interesting thought, and one I think sometimes we often forget. He was describing our life and all of history really as a movie. And the reality is, he said, we sometimes think that the movie is about us. He says, but your life and my life is really like the extra in the movie. You know, that crowd of people that you can't pick out the face, you get to see the back of their head, all for a glimpse in a moment in time. He says, that's your life. He says, the movie is about God and Him alone. From the very beginning, it was about Him. To the very end, it's about Him. And everything in the middle is about Him. It's not about us. We are to live and do all things for the glory of God. But folks, I'll be honest with you. Too many people live as if the whole thing of history is about your time on this earth. And it really has very little to do about you and me. Our ministries are not about the people who serve in them. Our ministries are about the desire to exalt the name of God. We serve to bring praise to His name, not to receive the praise of men. I like the words of Paul in Ephesians 3, verse 21. He said, "Unto Him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." And folks, you and I ought to be able to say that amen at the end. It's unto Him glory be brought. It's not that we receive the praise of men. It's not that someone comes up to you and says, "Oh, I'm so thankful for all that you've done." No, we ought to give honor to whom honor is due. But we serve for the glory of God. There's a third priority I want you to see with me tonight. It's the priority of the spiritual. The priority of the spiritual. And what I mean by that is there ought to be a priority in our ministries upon that which is spiritual, that which is sacred. If you do any bit of reading in evangelical circles today, if you're considering what much of Christianity is saying, you will find that there's a movement within Christianity to put the emphasis on that which is social before that which is spiritual. We have churches that are very consumed with social issues, yet seemingly very unconcerned about spiritual needs. There is a movement afoot by many men who are very popular within the realm of evangelicalism. They have built these mega churches. They have a following of people. And they are getting to that point where they have these large ministries and they are leaving behind the church and leaving behind their responsibility to pastor to be involved in independent ministry. That's a big term sometimes in evangelicalism. Independent ministry. Apart from the local church. You know what a lot of it is focused on? Feeding the hungry in Africa. Meeting of a social need of some community or those who are involved in issues of poverty. Now folks, those are good things. And there's nothing wrong with using the resources of the church for that. But when that becomes the priority over that which is spiritual and sacred, and they are willing to set aside the spiritual and the sacred for that which is social, we have a problem. And I hope you understand that. There are many today who are willing to set aside that which is spiritual in order to meet social issues of our day. We are no longer willing to call for holiness. We are no longer willing to denounce the sins of our society. Instead, we in churches are seeking to be politically correct and take great strides not to offend anyone. It's amazing to me how many times people within the social media of our day think it's odd or strange that a pastor or a leader within the church won't speak out against sin. I don't know about you, but I've actually listened to some interviews where the interviewer's almost just wanting, trying to bait them, "Please speak to the issue." And they just seem to ignore it. We're not willing to focus on that which is spiritual, that which is sacred. We're willing to call evil good and good evil. Matter of fact, hold your place where we're at. Actually, turn with me, if you would, to the book of Isaiah, chapter 5. Isaiah actually warned of such a thought. Isaiah, the prophet, writes and says in verse 20, "Woe unto them that call evil good
and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Folks, within our culture today, what we have is the spiritual being set aside for the social. But the priority ought to be on the spiritual. It ought to be on the sacred. The greatest need of mankind is not social. It is spiritual. Because the greatest need of mankind is the need of salvation. Now again, let me just say it so that no one misunderstands. That doesn't mean we don't help those who are poor. That doesn't mean that we don't help those who are in need. I think the Bible clearly teaches that. But as a ministry, the priority ought to be on spiritual things first. And we can't compromise on the spiritual to meet that which is social. Folks, there are issues in areas such as separation that we have to be careful of. Because the Bible teaches those truths, and we have to live according to our first priority, which is the Word of God. It is the rule of faith and practice in all things. And so there ought to be a priority on that which is spiritual. We need to put the spiritual before the social and the secular. There's a final thought I want you to see with me tonight, and that is simply this. There ought to be a priority of souls. The priority of souls. What I mean by that is this tonight. People ought to come before program. People ought to be the priority. I believe that the Bible would define that the church exists to build up people, and that people don't exist to build up the church. Did you catch that? The church exists that it might build up people. People don't exist to build up the church. The priority is on the people. The priority of the pastor is on the flock that God has placed him as an overseer. It is the people that ought to be the priority. And folks, I'll be honest with you, and some may not understand or maybe even agree with this, but central to my thinking each week in ministry is you. As your pastor, what I'm thinking of week after week after week is you. Folks, you're my priority. You say, "Pastor, I don't want to bother you because you're too busy." Please bother me, because everything else really doesn't matter. You come first. People are what are important. Do I have a slew of things to do week after week? Yes. Will that ever go away? Probably not. But we exist that we might help people. Believe it or not, deacons were selected for what purpose? To serve the people. That's the center. That's the focus. The focus of life and ministry ought to be on people. It ought to be on you. I want you to consider with me our motto that we've been sharing. What is our purpose as a church? What do we want to accomplish? I want you and I want me and I want us to grow in His grace. The focus is on you. The focus is on the people. I want you and I want me and I want us to be grounded in the truth. Why? So that we are not led away by every wind and doctrine that comes along. And I want you, and I want me, I want us to therefore be prepared that we can go out into the world in love to reach people. Because people ought to be the focus. Now, folks, in order to reach those people, we use programming. We do all things decently and in order. And I expect our staff and others to do things well, to do it in a spirit of excellence. I expect us to work hard and labor to do those things so that the program doesn't interfere with the desire to reach and minister to the people. Because whether you like it or not, a lack of organization, a lack of good structure, the needs within our facility, all of that is designed to help us reach more people. I don't want those things to distract. And by the way, they do. They do. But the goal is the reaching of the people. My desire week after week, and the reason that we study, the reason that we labor in the Word of God in prayer, is for your needs to be met spiritually. That's why we do it. That's why we labor. The reason we put in hours for planning and doing things like ladies' retreats is for you. And that ought to be the center, and that ought to be the focus. And our ministries ought to be about that. Sunday school ought to be about the students attending that class, whether that's the adults or whether that's the children. Teachers ought to be focusing on those students. Master clubs is about the children who attend. Youth group is about the youth of our church and those who attend. Our academy is not just about education and excellence in education. It is really about developing the lives of those children and their character for the glory of God. That they would grow up to be servants for the Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why we have it. That's the reason we invest funds in those ministries. Because we want to meet the needs of those people. The church exists for people. People don't exist to build the church. Almost said that wrong. But there's many who operate in such a way that the people exist. And pastors look at it this way. The people exist to build my ministry and build my name. Shame on any man that has that point of view. Personally, that man's not fit to do the work of the kingdom of God. He's not fit to be a pastor. The focus ought to be on the people. We exist that we might serve others. You're here tonight that you might serve one another. Folks, God has called us to do the work of the ministry. And we all may have our likes and our dislikes. We may have things that we think are more important than others. We all have our opinions on how everything should be done. But in the end, we have to recognize that it all belongs to Him. Who owns the church? God does. Who owns these facilities? God does. Who's the head of every ministry? God is. Who's the central focus of everything that happens in this life today? God is. And folks, that's how we're going to get the most out of the ministry. We need to understand what our ministries are and their purpose for them, and we have to then hold the right priorities. And first and foremost is there should be a priority on the Word of God. We ought to put the priority on the Scripture. And we ought to put a priority on God's splendor, His glory. We ought to put a priority on things that are spiritual first. And we ought to put a priority on souls of men. Because we're here to minister and labor for the souls of men. This life, this ministry, the ministry that you might have within the local church is not about you. And it is not about me. I want it to be about our Lord and our God, because it's His. And all things ought to be done for His honor and for His glory.
world without end. And I hope that you could say to that, amen. Unto him be glory, both now and forevermore. That's the philosophy by which we need to focus. Those are the priorities by which this ministry must continue to be founded upon. And I trust for his honor and glory there remain. Let's pray together as we close.